Good morning, everyone. We're holding Simon Shin Ayin Beis. We are in middle of Sif Gimel. I'm sorry, middle of Sif Aleph. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Tes Zayin. The last line on page Reish Lamed Tes. So today's going to be an interesting day because I want to read inside two Bir Halachas. Very interesting. The Gei Halacha Lamaisa Shaila. The Shaila is going to be. We learned yesterday that if you do not have an Erev Chatzeris and you have an Erev that's multiple people have access to the Erev, so you're not allowed to carry from any particular house into this communal area. However, anything which started off Shabbos in the communal area, you can move around within this area, provided that there are valid mechitzes. Not only that, but you can move it from chatzar to chatzar. To a different chatzar, you can also move it. Only from a house to a chatzar is a problem. Now, today's shaila that we're going to mainly focus on is going to be, let's say I bring something from my house to the chatzar, either be'iser, the person was over the iser, whether it was b'shegeg, mazid I'm not so sure about, but let's say b'shegeg, or a guy brought it there, or let's say if a person wore it there, derech malbush, he wears his coat, then he takes it off. Can he now carry that coat within this chatzar itself? Can he carry it from this chatzar to the next chatzar? And that's going to be the shaila, which is nageya. A person, if there's an area without an erev chatzeris, and he wears a scarf and he takes it off, and then he's a little hot, he wants to carry it a little bit. Is that permitted or not? That's going to be the shaila. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah is going in the Mechaber Sif Katan Tes Zayin. The Mechaber said that you're allowed to carry from chatzar to chatzar, even if there's an erev chatzeris in the first chatzar, and then there's a chash, maybe you would bring something out from a house into that chatzar, then maybe you'll take that kli from that chatzar to the next chatzar, which would be aser, because this kli was shavas in the house. And we're not going to say that, we're not choshish for that. The Mishnah Berurah says, The kelim that were shavas in the house, even though they were brought into this chatzar, because there's an erev you're allowed to carry from the house to the chatzar, you're not allowed to bring them from this chatzar to another chatzar that does not have an Erev with them. So too, if you were to bring it from the house into a chatzar that does not have an Erev, where you brought it there derech heter, going derech malbush, like you wore the scarf, upshatan shami, you removed the scarf. Gamkin also lachzer lahitzim sham lachatzar acheres. So the Mishnah Berurah says this is pasha, that even if there was an Erev and you brought out Bederech Heter, you brought something from the house into the Chatzar, you're not allowed to bring that Kli into the next Chatzar. If there's no Erev and I bring it out Derech Malbush, I would not be allowed to bring it from this Chatzar to the next Chatzar. Achim, Einem Mavor Behedi, it's not Mavor, it's not clear. Ma din Kalim Eilu Betilto Chatzar Ze Atzmai in Mutter Alay. Let's say I wore this scarf into the Chatzar and I take it off, can I carry it around in this Chatzar itself? Because we learned that in a communal area that does not have an Erev Chatzeris, you're allowed to carry, just can't carry from the house to the Chatzar, or vice versa. So now that I brought out this scarf, and I wore it out here, Derech Heter, can I carry it more than 4 amas? In the Bir Halacha, we'll see there's a Machalekas HaPoiskim about this. If you bring drinks, idea goy, to a different house, they did not make an Erev. Kevin Shabbayas or Shusha Yachad, who mutterly Yisrael Taltal Amashkin, Achakacha Cholabayas a Kuli Alma. Which means this Shiloh, that if you brought something out Derech Heter into a Chatzar that does not have an Erev Chatzeris, if you're allowed to carry it around in the Chatzar itself, only applies in the Chatzar. But if you bring it to a different house, once you're in that house, which is a Rishus HaYachad that's Meyuchid for an individual, then it's Pasha you can carry wherever you want. The only Shiloh is within a Chatzar. Can you carry it wherever you want? And that we'll see in the Bir Halacha. He'll discuss the Shaila more in depth. Now let's first see Sif Beis so we don't risk falling too far behind. And then we'll come back to two Bir Halachas. Zok the Mechaber Sif Beis. Karf of Yisrael says Sayim Shalokov Ladira of a Carmelis. A Karf of Bigoden says Sayim, that's not Hokov Ladira. These are terms that we know already from Simon Shinnun Ches. I'm assuming everyone knows what it means. It's considered a Carmelis. But also the Taltim Yemenu the Karf of Acher, it's also the carry to a different Karf. Since you can't carry it to Carmelis, you can't carry more than 4 amos. Therefore, you're limited 4 amos. But from one karmelis to another karmelis, there's no iser of haitzah mirishos l'rishos. The only issue would be havaras dalan amos. So you can carry up to 4 amos, even though you're crossing over the boundaries of one karfif to another karfif. So the Mishnah Berurah Yedzayim also the talta mimenu v'huadin the besechei also the talta rekusek dalan amos. This is Mishnah above Siv Gimel. Not only can't you carry more than 4 amos when you're crossing over the border from one to another within one karfif itself, if it's bigger than Sasayan and it's not Hukaf Ladira, you can't carry more than 4 amos. Yilchas, the karfif Acher, which is Lamar. Karfif Shu Kamaya. A similar karfif, Shemachzik Yisim Beis Sasayim, Hukaf Ladira. Either one ain't a Machzik Rak Beis Sasayim, or Yishu Machzik Yisim Beis Sasayim, Hukaf Ladira. If it's a valid Rosh Hashayach, which means it's the karfif that is either less than Sasayim or greater than Sasayim, but it's Hukaf Ladira. And it's possible I can't carry from here to there because here is a karmel, the karmelis, and there's a rishus hayachid. You test kiim shtei amos to me karmelis, the karmelis mutter chaleil b'simishim above siv gimel. Mechol ze became l'sheshav su b'seichon, the ilu came l'sheshav su b'seich ha'bayis, who were the karfif idea akam, and chagab na'osu le'etzi on the karfif acher. Kelim that were brought into this karfif idea goy, or even beheter, like we saw, and we'll see weiter in the Bir Halacha, you cannot move to the next karfif, move to the next chatzar. Within this karfif itself, And within this karfif itself, avadi you can't carry more than 4 amos because it is not hokaf l'dira. Okay, so that's siv beis. Siv beis is fairly simple. Before we go to siv gimel, at risk of falling behind, because siv gimel is a slightly new topic, let's move on to the bir halacha. Let's discuss the bir halacha. The bir halacha is on the page before. Page reish lametes. We don't usually read big bir halachas inside, but I figured this would be a nice one to read. This and then the next one, even though we may fall behind. So let's read the bir halacha inside. Well, the inyan in mutter l'taltol kelim sheshavas to b'bayis b'chatzar atmash einimu revis. Can you carry kelim that were shavas in the bayis? So we're going to use this scarf as the classic example. You're wearing a scarf. You wear it outside. You got it into the chatzar b'derech heter. Can you carry it and now in your hand in the chatzar? K'sha'avr v'etzian l'sham in b'bayis, if you did it, be'iser, o'yishu yetzian derech malbush. Yish l'adam azeh, mi neima, do we say delay asr ala ha'yitzal mirashos echad l'chaverit? The only thing which is asr when it comes to hilchos chatzeris, eruv v'chatzeris, the requirement of eruv chatzeris, is when you're crossing over boundaries of reshuyos. Ava b'chatzar zeh gufa, av sheshavtu v'bayis, le'y asr betilta k'shakvar yetzian sham. In one chatzar itself, even though it was Shabbos in the house, if you got it there, once it's there, you're allowed to move it around within the chatzar. Because the only iser that Chazal created was only to carry from one rishus to another. Oh yeah, sure. The kamish enimu revis or rishus kol b'nei chatzar shelton alel asuri kein rishus harabim ba'asa l'taltal ach b'chatzar zeh gufu yis me'ar ba'amis. Or the gedder of the takana of erev chatzaris was the Chazal said any chatzar that's a joint chatzar, it's communal, it's a few people have access to it, it has the status of Rishus HaRabim until you make an Erev Chatzaris. And Memela, even if you got something near Derech Heter, you would not be able to move it more than 4 hours. Achar kach matasi machlegis v'zemen and poiskim, I found machlegis in the poiskim. The Sefer Evan Ozer reached him in Shin Samach Vav Hilchlip Bezela Iser. The Sefer Evan Ozer, a very big achrayin, he says it's Oser, which came before the Hedyah Bavodis HaKadosh, which is the Rajba. The Rajman Mavur, if you brought it to a chatzah that does not have an Arab, you cannot carry it more than 4 amos. So we have the Rajba and the Rambam who seem to be machmer according to the Evan Ezer. However, Barashi Shabbos Dafka Flamin on the base of Ramaskol Mutter Mavur, if you brought it there, Akaponim Bedarach Heter, Avshep Shatan, even if you take off the scarf. Shov ein iser betilta chatzar gufa. Now, once it's here, you're allowed to carry it within the chatzar. Shemutel atalta b'chol oisay hachatzar. V'rak mechatzar lechatzar acheres aser. Only from that chatzar, one chatzar to the next chatzar is aser. But within that chatzar, once you got it there, derech heter, now you can sure move it around. It doesn't say about derech iser, but akaponim derech heter. V'cheinu das ha-tesis v'erivin daftadi ala from the beis divrei matzal v'kelim. The bechatzar atma mutel atalta b'kula mekvar hetzi and shem af sheshavsu b'bayis. Even though in Rashi we only saw that if you got it to the chatzar sheinu revis derech heter, you're allowed to carry it within the chatzar itself. In Tesis we see Even derech iser mistaber the gam Rashi svile hachim umashakosa derech malbush tzir ba even heter b'zeh. Rashi says derech malbush because he decided to give the case with derech heter, but the halacha would apply even derech iser. Val karchuk the svilehu al karchuk that Rashi and Tosfos hold the gzeres chachom and lehoya ela by itzam erishus lerishus. The whole gzera of eruv chateres was just to disallow carrying from one rishus to another. He got me bias lechatzer and moreves or mechatzer lechatzer acheret became lishavsu a bias. Either from the house to the chutzer, or from the chutzer to a different chutzer, taking kelim sheshav subabayis. Aval chutzer atmei lehoyu gzeres chazal klal. There was no gzera on the chutzer itself. Ramotel talta bekulei afa kelim sheshav subabayis kishvar menach musham. And once the kelim got there, regardless of how they got there, you're allowed to carry them within the chutzer itself. We're going to skip the brackets, 1, 2, 3, 4 lines down. Shuv matzasi. Zok the bir alacha. I found with Sefer Beis Meir a simin shin mem tesh a kosav gam kein adin zetal a plukta bein a paiskim anal. Beis Meir also writes as a machlekes a paiskim the Rajba and the Rambam are machmir Rashi and Tesis are mekel. V'ayin shem oid. So a kaponim dar v'zeh pashul u'bar. A kaponim this is pashul the Beis Meir says. So that which the Evna Uza writes v'al pizeh yesh lehazer oysen shakunim mashkim b'shabes aydei akum. Shem aviyah mechotzer Nevertheless, whose machmer takes it so far, not only if things are brought into the chotzer that were shavas in the bayis, you cannot move them more than 4 amos within the chotzer itself, in the chotzer she'enim u'remes, but even if they're brought to a different house, which is a real bona fide rishus hayachid, and for everyone, and for in all cases, you still can't move it. Zok the Bir Alacha, that's a mistake. Like we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, over here, paskins that you for sure can move around. Tosu, kima inyan bayis shal yachad the chotzer shal erev dafilu l'dasa machmirun hayodafka bechotzer shal erev. This is only in a chotzer that doesn't have an erev. So it's just rabim sham v'shayach lased. There's just a rabim v'nasu chacham v'levdim is just a rabim. The whole lumdis is that we view this chotzer as a rishus hayach. It's just a rabim. Avu bayis once it gets into a house. For sure you can move it once it's in a house. For sure you can move it more than 4 amos. So the Beis Meir says, if I wear my scarf from my house into a chatzos shenim u'revetz, it's machlekes ha'poskim if I can move it around now, if I can carry it more than 4 amos. Rambam Rajba Machmir Rashi Tesis Mekel. Evan Oizes Machmir, like the Rambam and the Rajba. But once I get it, let's say I wear the scarf from my house to your house, and I walk through the Chatzah Shadim or Revis. Once I'm in your house, Hagam the Evan Oizer is Machmir, and says I cannot carry the scarf in your house, which is a huge Chumrah, one that most people may not be familiar with. Mishabura Paskins Behechlet, this is Mutter. Once you're in a house, it's a Rishus HaYachin, and a Vada can carry the scarf all over the house. That's the first part of the shaila. The next bir halacha is a direct hemshech of this, and then we'll chazal the halacha outside. Zok the bir halacha lechotzer acheres. I mishnah brurah sheitaklim shem agamara dem hoytzim yibatei achotzer laachotzer sholei ervuba veitzian sham derech heter kugin derech malbush upchotim sham also lachzer lahoytzim yisham lechotzer acheres. For that halacha we said pashen in the mishnah brurah, if you bring your scarf into a chotzer b'derech heter, or you brought it the derech iser and the chotzer has no erev, you cannot carry it to the next chotzer. The only shaila we said was within this chutzner itself. Zokta bir alacha ayin beis meir b'simur hanal shemitzadei dezeu dafka in mitchilas kedushas ayuim lahoyah abeged olav el shel levashay acherkach. This is discussing where when the day started, you were not wearing the scarf. You put it on afterward. Now it has the status of kelin sheshav subabayis. Avom hayolavish bebeisai mitchilas kedushas shabbos. If you were wearing it in your house when Shabbos came, which I would imagine would be the whole bein hashmashes. But next, I bechalal kelim sheshav subabayis kelim that you lovish them tailim legabe gufoi v'chim etzadei b'sefer teisus Yerushalayim. Now it doesn't get the status of kelim sheshav subabayis. It's bottled to your guf, and this avada even the kuliyama. If you're going to bring it out to the chutzner derech heter, you're going to be wearing it since it started off Shabbos. You were wearing it. Now you can carry it from that chutzner into the next chutzner. Now, the only thing I'm thinking outside is, let's say it started off in the beginning of Shabbos. I was wearing it. And then, sometime later, Friday night, I took it off. And then I put it back on, and I brought it to the chutzner. Does it now become kelim sheshav subabayis because I took it off? Or because I was wearing it the entire bein hashmashos, now, for the rest of Shabbos, it's not considered kelim sheshav subabayis. And I can, if I wear it derech heter to the chutzner, I can carry it even from one chutzner to the next chutzner. I do see here now number 11, the Chazon Ish clears the Shaila, and he seems to be Machmir. Interesting. I would have thought that you could be Makel if at the beginning of Shabbos it started off, Potel to my guf, it's not considered Kalin Sheshavas Bebayas. Chazon Ish seems to be Makel. Once you remove that scarf, now it's regular Kalin Sheshavas Bebayas, and it will have all the halachas we said in the previous Bir Halacha. So, Halacha Lemaisa, if someone has a scarf and they're wearing the scarf or a coat or anything else, they wear it to a chatosh animal or reves, it's machlekes if they're allowed to carry it now more than 4 amas. They for sure cannot carry it from this chatosh to the next chatosh. Within that chatosh itself is a machlekes, but if they wear it to the next house, then the Mishnah Berurah paskens that it's pasha, you can carry it within that house 4 amas. Now, if you were wearing it from the onset of Shabbos and you continue wearing it into the chatosh, then also the Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha paskens, you can carry it even to the next chatosh. The only shaila halacha lemaisa is if you did not start off Shabbos wearing it, or you started off wearing it and you took it off and you put it back on and you wear it now into the chatos shenimu reves. Can you carry it for amos? Machlekes Rajba Ramba Machmer Rashi Tesis Mekel. I don't have a achra halacha lemaisa. That's the shaila. Let's start Sif Gimel before we run out of time. Zok the mechaber Sif Gimel. Shnei chateres shabrites the arab yachal lahater av kelim shishav subabatim. Two chateres want to make an eruv to allow them to carry from their houses to each other. They don't need a separate Erev, considering each Chatzar already has an outstanding Erev. Take the Erev that we have in Chatzar A and place it into one of the houses in Chatzar B. Or an individual from Chatzar A can take his own bread and be mezakeh and put it into Chatzar B, and that would work. As long as he already had an Erev in his chatzar first before he takes his bread, or where individuals who do not require an Erev, or anyways biyachad, then an individual could take his bread and put it into his neighbor's chatzar. Also, considering the second chatzar, the bnei chatzar have an Erev. The bnei chatzar ashniya do not need a second pass. Rather, the Erev they already made is matter them. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah inside. Zok the Mishnah Berurah of Chofi Lechenu Echad that came to Kvar Erev Yachad Harei Hinke Ish Echad. Since they already have an Erev, they're like one. Lechulu Mutarim Yishom Nishchusayu Ko Oven came to Kvar Erev Biyachad. The Shlichus, since they're doing the Shlichus, they already are Biyachad. So one person is doing the Shlichus of the rest. Tchila Dem Loikein Habeisha Hulik Pasha Loi Adayin Lahayim Erev Imam. They did not yet have their own Erev. He's not yet considered one with the rest of the people of his chatzar. Even if afterwards the people of Chatzar A make an Erev, like Chala Erev Mafreya, that which an individual from Chatzar A made an Erev with Chatzar B is not going to work with Mafreya. He never was able to represent the entire Chatzar A yet. If after Chatzar A makes an Erev, they go and they're Samech on the pass that the individual from Chatzar A brought to Chatzar B, then it works. Vade Mahani, the Knias Erev, Ubena Shmashish Vidaibeza, like Gor Bnei Chabur, Shasamcho al Pasha, the Shokha is not any worse than the Bnei Chabur that was Samech on bread that was on the table, when Shakasav Simon Shin Samachov Sifi Dalaf, Alf Bisha, Enoisin Klum. Even though no one did anything, they just decided in their minds to be samech on that bread. Since he already put the Erev there, and now they became one, just the mere fact that he samech b'daitai, that can make the Erev work. Then they're all like one, and they don't need to make a separate Erev, and this individual can represent all of them. Simen shin ayin sevdal vehei ayin sham sevkan chavhei v'hu she'ervu v'chalemer shegam b'nei achatzar ashniya ervu mikoydim la'atzmam di lavach ye'enim mayu mashma lichim ha'erv etzlam the haloya difim b'nei achatzar gufan she'asum v'tata b'chatzaram. It's not going to help from the b'nei achatzar gufan. They themselves can carry in achatzar B, so why would it help to bit my erv there? They themselves can carry there. Sevkan chavav matiran the yodin is arvu b'nei achatzar zu yachad v'idei avos apas mechatzar she'etzla. We have to put both of the Eruvim together, and I did go through this sif fairly quickly. I'll tell you the truth, because the battery on the recorder is about to die. But in Mirza Hashem tomorrow, maybe, if I remember, the schazer over outside, it's a fairly simple halacha. It could be nagei halacha lemaisa. It's fairly simple about two chatzeres joining one to the other. And if the two chatzeres have existing erevin, and just move one from chatzer A to chatzer B, And we'll go vayta tomorrow. Mitzvah Hashem. Everyone should have a good moed. And vayta sif dalet tomorrow.